Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the last great day. And the last great day is the last of God's seven annual holy days. It's the seventh out of the seven annual holy days. And the last great day teaches us that there will come a time when the majority of people who have ever lived and died will have their first opportunity to know the truths of God. They will have their first opportunity to be drawn into a relationship with Jesus the Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. This will be a time, the last great day, when there will be a resurrection of the majority of people who have ever lived and died. These people have not heard the gospel or understood it. It will be their time when they are resurrected as physical human beings with temporary life. And this will be their first time to truly be called out of the world and chosen as one of God's children. Now we have to conclude, I think you would have to agree with me, that most people who have ever lived and died before Christ's first coming, and His first coming was around 4 BC, so all the people that lived and died prior to that, with the exception of a few Israelites, were actually drawn out of the world and given the Holy Spirit so that by faith they could accept Jesus as their Messiah. And then, of course, during Jesus' 33 and a half years here on this earth, very, very few people had their minds opened up to the truth. And then even after the Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost, it took generations for the gospel to spread from Jerusalem into other parts of the world outside of the Roman Empire. And then you come even to today's time. It wasn't up until around the 1800s that we had mass communication and mass transportation where the gospel could be taken throughout all of the world. But even then, there have been people who did not hear the gospel. And we have to consider that even today, there are people that haven't heard the gospel. There are people that can't understand the gospel, even if they hear it. Even if they see it, unfortunately, they may be mentally challenged and they can't understand the gospel. What about all of the babies that die in their infancy before they've had a chance to understand the gospel? What about all of the people who have lived and died without ever having their first chance to really come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and believe in Him and accept Him as their Lord and Savior through faith, which is made possible by the gift of the Holy Spirit? What happens to all of those people? Well, again, the last great day teaches us that they will have their first chance to come into a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit that imparts to them the faith to accept Jesus as their Savior. It's going to come, and it will come after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. Because again, if you've been with us, you'll remember that we said the first resurrection is going to be for all of those who have died in Christ. In other words, all those who have lived and died, who heard the gospel, they understood it, and by faith they accept it, that Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior. All these people who have died in the faith, they will be resurrected when Christ returns to this earth at His second coming. And they will be resurrected, and hopefully you and I will be counted amongst that group of people. So I'll say we will be resurrected to eternal life with spirit-composed bodies. But for all of the other people, that will not occur. They will not have their resurrection until after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ here on this earth. And of course, their resurrection will be to physical life with physical temporary bodies. And we've already shown, of course, that everyone is saved through Jesus the Christ. So this nonsense that people teach that, well, you know, if Aunt Susie was a good person, even if she didn't believe in Jesus, she's going to heaven because God's a good person and God's going to make sure that he does good things for good people. And so he's going to make sure that they go to heaven. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. That's not scriptural. God says that everybody has to be saved by faith in Jesus the Christ. And so we can just throw that idea out of the window, that people who are good, no matter where they live and no matter what age, that people who are good but they just haven't accepted Jesus, that these people will have salvation. That is not true. And the truth of the matter, which is what we're going to get into today, is the fact that God has not even attempted to save everybody at this time. God has never, there's not been one period of time in human existence where God has sought to save everybody. There's no such thing in the Bible as if you die and you haven't accepted Jesus, that you go to hell. Just like I just got finished saying, there's no such thing that if you're a good person but you haven't accepted Jesus, that you go to heaven. Well, the same thing. Even bad people, if they have not had their minds open to see the truths of God, then these people aren't burning in hell. They just have not had their first chance at salvation because God has not even attempted to draw them out of the world at this time. And we're going to go into this today. I hope you'll pay close attention because there's going to be some astounding things revealed to you today that you just do not hear on other radio stations, other radio programs, or in church. But I'm going to read to you from the scriptures, so it's not me making it up, okay? So let's get into this because I want to show that God Almighty is the one who has blinded people from seeing Jesus as the true Son of God. He has blinded people, the majority of people who have ever lived, he has blinded them from seeing with eyes of faith that Jesus is their way to salvation. It is God who has blinded people, and he's done that for a very specific purpose, which we'll cover a little bit later. But let's now turn over to the Gospel of John. This is the Gospel of John in chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. This is John chapter 9 and verses 1 through 3, and then we're going to jump down to verses 6 through 7. Okay? Now, this event that we're about to discuss occurred on the last great day, and that's significant because it teaches us a lesson about the last great day. The last great day, again, is the time when the blinders will be removed from people's eyes and they'll have their first chance to know God, so that will be their time of judgment. All right, so the last great day pictures this time when people will be resurrected and they will be judged, and they will be judged with their eyes wide open. So this is what it says. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Okay, very important. This man was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents? Because we know that he's blind because somebody sinned. Jesus answered and he said, Whoa, hold your horses, fellas. This man has not sinned, neither has his parents sinned. That's not why this person was born blind. It's nobody's fault that this person was born blind, not him and not his parents. This man was born blind. Why? If you don't have a Bible, please make sure you write down the scripture and you look at it when you have a chance to read the Bible. Why was this man born blind? Jesus answers the question by saying, This man was born blind so that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And when were those works of God made manifest in him? They were made manifest in him during the last great day. Now, what are the works of God that's going to be manifest in this man on the last great day? All right, Jesus continues. He says, when Jesus had spoken this answer, he spit on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation means sent. So Jesus sent this man to the pool of Siloam to be washed. The man went his way and washed, and when he returned, he came back with his sight. What is this teaching us? It teaches us that God, not this man through his own sin, not his parents through their sin, but God in his righteousness and his divine providence, God blinded that man just like he has blinded the world, but it is for a specific purpose to be fulfilled at a specific time. God healed the man on the last great day, and God will heal the world. God will heal the world of its blindness on the last great day. The last great day, which is also known as the Great White Throne Judgment, is the judgment period when the majority of people will be judged for the first time. And it's called the last great day because this will be the last great event that God is doing in terms of salvation. This will be the time when the greatest number of people will have their chance at salvation. That's true because the greatest number of people have lived and died not having received their first opportunity for salvation, and right now they're just dead, awaiting the resurrection. And their resurrection will not come until after the first resurrection, which happens at the beginning of Christ's 1,000-year reign on this earth. So after Jesus Christ returns to this earth and establishes the kingdom of God, there's going to be a resurrection. Then Christ will rule with the resurrected saints for 1,000 years. And that's the first resurrection. Then after that first resurrection, and that 1,000 years transpires, then there will be a second resurrection. This resurrection will be the resurrection of the great majority of people who have ever lived but have died, who never had their first chance at salvation. This will be the time when God resurrects them and gives them their first chance at salvation. And we know that it's their first chance because God has blinded people. God has blinded the majority of people who have ever lived. He's blinded them from seeing Jesus as the Christ. He's blinded them from seeing Jesus as their Savior. And there's only one way that we can have salvation, and that is by faith in Yeshua as our Savior. So there will come a time when God will take the blinders off of people's eyes, and that is during the last great day. Now we're going to see this reality play out in our next program. We're going to show you that God has specifically blinded the eyes of the Gentiles and the Israelites. I thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.